Blog Talk Radio.
Cross-Niche Evolutions Training Radio. We are so delighted to have you join us this evening for this segment, Evolved by Wellness. And this segment provides evolutionary wellness trainings and also presentations from entrepreneurs who serve in the wellness arena. And we like to focus on the holistic approach to achieving optimum wellness on all levels. And I am Cross Industries pioneer Alicia Nicole Waters, and I am the CEO of Alicia Waters Cross Industries International. And you can learn more at www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And the focus for our segment this evening will be on healing with ascended masters in the walls of Shambhala. And a meditation is going to be rendered by Doctor of Metaphysics, Susan King. And last week she shared a powerful meditation on gene power. And you can find that segment in our Now On Demand section located in our archives. And I also want to mention that every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Susan provides guided meditations, and you can learn more about those details on Facebook on the Healing Hour Meditations page. So be sure to like, share, and follow that page. You certainly want to get connected so you can learn more. And I also want to mention that we will have the chat open during this segment, and also feel free to call in and talk with Susan and I after the meditation. Well, before Susan comes on and shares another powerful healing meditation, I am going to share just a little bit from my publication that's called I Am Wellness. And this publication is a conscious healing journal guide for partnering and communing with optimum wellness. And I'd like to start off with a quote by Bob Proctor, and he says that if you have a disease and you're focusing on it and you're talking to people about it, you're going to create more diseased cells. See yourself living in a perfectly healthy body and let the doctors look after the disease. And again, that is a quote by Bob Proctor. And so in my publication, I talk about focusing on the overall goal for wellness by truly focusing on the truth and the truth of already being in a state of wholeness, because your birthright is wholeness. And we never want to give too much attention to the contrast discomforts, just like Bob Proctor mentioned in his quote. However, we can allow those experiences to be sort of divine messengers and invitations for us to up-level our wellness agenda. So it's very important to tune into your body so that you can know what your true wellness factor will be. But the truth of the matter is that you are whole, and that is your truth, because you are wellness and wellness is you. And as I mentioned, your truth is wholeness. So it's really time to take authority of your wellness agenda and begin to command your wellness reality for your highest and best good. And so I want you to begin telling yourself every day that you are well, because the power of the I Am Wellness energy is always, and I do mean always, available for you to access. So those are just a few thoughts and concepts from my publication, I Am Wellness. Again, it's a conscious healing journal guide for partnering and communing with optimum wellness, and that's also available on Amazon. Well, at this moment, because I'm so excited, I am ready to re-welcome Susan King. so that she can provide us tonight with another epic healing meditation. So, Susan, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me back, and thank you for your consciousness of what it is that you're sharing as well, and for your wonderful introduction about me.
You are amazing. I definitely want our listeners to visit our archive so that they can hear that powerful meditation on gene power. And I also shared a little bit about you and your background. And certainly before we get started tonight, if you want to provide or share anything about your background, feel free to do that. But we are looking forward to this time together because I'm just thrilled. And I know a lot of people are going to really up-level their wellness this evening, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you. And again, thank you for having me back on again. It's always a pleasure to be in your energy.
By popular demand.
By popular demand.
Yes, you're requested by popular demand.
Well, you know, I'm going to, I was inspired to write this meditation actually from a song that I heard back in the 70s, I think, with Three Dog Night. And that particular song I was listening to prior to going into this meditation. And for the first time, I really listened to the words and what they meant. And from this came this wonderful merging of our ascended masters. And I also wanted to bring one more thing. Healing, you know, there's a lot of interpretations and perception of what
mm-hmm.
healing means. And to me, it means just a spark, one ideal that can change your consciousness. It changes, either brings to awareness or changes your subconscious way of thinking. Is
mm-hmm.
healing has taken place, especially if it's a consciousness towards that of both wellness and
mm-hmm.
right, what I call, there's no right or wrong, but there is a word of a positive or an influential type of thinking that will direct all of you, mind, body, and soul,
mm-hmm.
into a direction of more of a responsive living on the positive side, I would say. I'm not too happy about the word positive, but it's
mm-hmm.
more on a way of making you feel happy about the way you are living your life.
Mm-hmm.
So the words of that song goes, wash away my troubles, wash away my pain, we're in the rains in Shambhala. Wash away my sorrows and wash away my shame, for we're at the rains of Shambhala. Everyone is so helpful, is kind out on the road to Shambhala. Everyone is lucky and everyone is so kind out on the road to Shambhala. How does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala? I can tell my sister from the flowers in her eyes on the road to Shambhala. And I can tell my brother from the flowers in his eyes on the road to Shambhala. And how does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala? So that one was an inspirational, because it is when we find ourselves washing away some of the old ways and patterns and habits of living and immersing
mm-hmm.
ourselves in a new way of thinking, and change occurs. So if you like, I will begin the meditation, minding everyone to just simply follow the words, allow the background noise in your room or whatever you're doing to place that aside and bring your focus into what we're sharing this evening. This meditation is written by Susan King, Doctor of the Philosophy of Metaphysics, licensed spiritual healing coach, and ordained minister of the Enlightened Path Holistic Ministry and Awareness Center. Any reproduction, duplication, altercation, or replication without written consent is prohibited and punishable by law and was copywritten in 2015. And I am not a medical doctor, psychiatrist, or psychologist. So before taking or using any, or actually taking or using any of the essential oils, block flower remedies, or aromatherapies, check with your doctor or health practitioner first. And today's meditation is incorporated the healing qualities of ascended masters. An ascended master is a being who has raised their vibration to a sustained frequency of light and can come and go at will from the earth plane without the birth-death cycle. They are individuals who, while on the earthly plane, have become self-realized. Self-realization means one who has obtained freedom from external coercion, including cultural expectations, political and economic influences, and the freedom from worldly attachments and desires. One of the ascended masters I will summon to participate in this healing is Parinanda Yogananda. His teachings emphasize the balanced development of mind, body, and soul, whose collective goal is to have a direct experience with the infinite creator. He defines self-realization as the knowing in body, mind, and soul, that we are one with the omnipotent presence of God, that we do not have to pray for it to come to us, that we are not merely near it at all times, but that God's omnipresence and our omnipotent presence, that we are just as much a part of Him now as we ever will be. Sorry about the scratchiness. And we will do, and all we have to do is improve our knowing and serve humanity. The second ascended master I will summon is Sanat Kumara, who is known in the Bible as the Lord of the World. During a very dark time in man's evolution, when the consciousness of the people fell into an all-time low and no one honored God, Sanat convinced the Council of the Cosmic Hierarchy to let him come down to earth to keep the flame of life, also known as the threefold flame of the heart. This deed was truly beautiful and demonstrated the love that this ascended master of light had for all of all mankind. And the last ascended master I will summon is Jesus. Jesus is the master of the integral colored sixth ray, which is the ray of selfless service and altruistic love. This kind of love embraces the concern of the welfare of others. And Jesus gave his life doing exactly that, his death for the abolishments of sin of all mortal man. It is the intent of this meditation to bring you to a path that will lead you to a retreat known as Shambhala. It is a special path that will lead you to this sacred place where healing occurs, not only in your subconscious mind, by eradicating the power contained in beliefs that no longer serve you, but also in your physical body by propelling each and every cell to release the energy produced by these beliefs, leaving a clean slate for the wisdom, power, and love of our infinite Creator to infiltrate your daily life by allowing the Creator's radiant light to show the way. So with this in mind, find that place of comfort. Take a moment to allow the significance in the words just spoken to soak in. Then allow whatever comes to mind to surface. And just take a moment while taking a long, full, deep, nourishing breath in. to ponder on this question. And if you had a prayer of intention, what would that be? Form the words, and then on the next exhale, blow the words into the universe, knowing with certainty whatever you send will be realized. Then let your mind go blank. Take another full deep breath in. And on the exhale, focus your attention on your body. Then on the next normal, slow-paced breath in. Imagine your body succumbing to the absolute relaxed state of being that is spreading into each and every muscle fiber, tendon, and ligament. Allowing for all parts of you to fall deeper and deeper into a state of complete restfulness. Now, with your mind resting in a calm, still place, and your body in a deeply restful state, with your consciousness sky-like above and ocean-like below, allow your senses to expand expediently and exponentially. While effortlessly drifting further and further into the richness of your inner world. Resting in this amazing place, drifting along in the tranquility of the stillness present, and out of nowhere, the woodsy aroma of sandalwood incense begins to nudge your sense of smell. And slowly increasing in intensity with each breath in. You also notice that with each inhale, the images in your mind's eye appear to becoming more crisper, clearer, and more vibrant in color. To the left of you, you sense a very subtle, almost barely noticeable whiff of air that stimulates the hairs on the back of your arm. Sending a message to your brain that someone is nearby. Then you hear a soft spoken male voice come from the same direction as the whiff of air came, say in a heavily accented manner, "A wish is desire without energy." And an intention is a plan to do something with the end result to obtain the fulfillment of a wish or desire. That is why I, Paramahansa Yogananda, my dear sweet child of God, have joined you in this sacred place. I sensed the vibration of your words and frequency in the emotions of the intention you set free into the universe. I became overwhelmed with joy by the thoughts of seeing you achieve your intentions. And in turn, inspired me to share with you some of the principles I teach about the law of success. It is from my own use and adherence to these very principles that I have been so graciously honored with the title of Ascended Master. Come, I want to take you to one of my most special places of all places. This special place is a magnificent kingdom built by the sheer power of devotion and love by volunteers for an ascended master known as Sanat Kumara. They built this magnificent retreat known as Shambhala on an island in the Gobi Sea. Shambhala was built on a land of pureness. Reality there is visionary and spiritual in nature. And everyone who steps foot on its sacred ground are forever changed by what they experience there. Then placing his arm around your shoulder, he lifts you effortlessly up off the floor. And in an instant, you find yourself standing upon the warm, white sandy beaches of a lushly foliaged tropical island. The sounds of the sea's pale blue waters lapping its waves against the white sands echo softly in your ears. And the prominent smell of the sea's salty air wipe out any traces of this sweet fragrance of the sandalwood incense you smelt earlier. Above, our waterfall, wings spread wide, playfully catching the currents of the warm breeze as they gracefully soar up and down in the clear blue sky. Such a beautiful setting, isn't it? You hear Yogananda's voice drawing your attention back to him. And this is only the lands around the retreat. Then pointing to an area under several tall, verdant-leaved palm trees, he states, over there is where my lesson will be administered. Come, follow me. Leading the way, you find two large, cushioned, high-backed bamboo chairs, of which he takes the one facing north. Well, you are guided to the one in the center facing him. Beside him is a small, plain wooden table. On top of it is an urn. And on top of the urn is a metal dish where the oil of camphor is slowly being vaporized, filling the air with its heavy fragrance. In India, where I was born, camphor oil is used in many religious ceremonies. It contains properties beneficial to both the body and the mind. And camphor can be toxic, so it's best to have one who has knowledge of it administer it, such as myself. I use camphor for the lessons you will be learning today because it requires full attention to your thinking mind. So that when you go into that part where you experience deep introspection, your thoughts need to be focused on every aspect of what is happening as it's happening in the present moment. Not from the perspective of the past, but mindfully aware of now. Breathing in the vapors of this wonderfully soothing oil of camphor will help to calm the nervous system. And by calming the nervous system, the mind can slow down enough to see, hear, smell, taste, and touch the visions passing through the mind's eye with great vividness. And with respect to your body, the healing oil stimulates the activities of the circulatory system, boosts and balances metabolism, regulates digestion, and opens obstructive secretion and excretion ducts. This is so necessary when you are asking your body to release all the energy trapped in the cells. And the camphor will help your body to be more readily available to locate and eradicate every bit of energy with ease. And to see the truth and break through the illusion of what arises, it is best to observe yourself without judgment and to be absolutely honest with yourself so that the true essence of this lesson will inspire change. And divine insight. So take a deep breath and breathe in these healing vapors. Then sit back and find that place of comfort again. Turn your awareness to the visions crossing your mind's eyes and ask yourself this question. If there was one thing I've desired to achieve for some time, but I just do not seem to be able to reach the goal, what would that be? Now write it on the top of this tablet. And then allow the visions to flow freely while watching the images appear as the answer. Then ask yourself, what shortcomings, bad habits, negative tendencies, or what I think I am lacking is stopping me from reaching this aspiration? Then let the images from what arises pour into your mind's eye. As you remain open and honest to the effortless flow of the answer. Now write them near the bottom of the page. And now, armed with this insight, take a long, slow, deep breath in. And follow the vapors of the camphor oil as it infuses into the lungs. And on into the blood cells. And infiltrating into every organ, gland, tissues, and cells, leaving not one molecule of your being untouched by its cleansing powers. As it disinfects every bit of energy in the body, and then notice how the body is beaming with joy to release from it what has just been realized. And just rest for a few minutes, giving adequate time until every bit of energy has dissipated. Now, with all the energy dissipated and with a clean, new mental slate, your mind is now ready to absorb this teaching about the law of success. I will begin. For a wish or intention to become a reality, it takes willpower. By focusing your willpower on your wish and or intention, it can manifest into reality. So let me ask you this. Have you practiced good habits of thought that attract benefits and opportunities towards you? Has your willpower been sparked by initiative that which gives you the power to create and the insight to see the infinite possibilities to choose from? So if you felt the first time that there are limitless alternative ways to achieve success, and all you need to do is be open to it, if not, no worries, for all you need to do is to surrender all doubts, fears, and worries right now. And accept that accomplishment is yours for the making, and any and all resources you need are yours for the taking. Assimilating this realizing of this truth on a subconscious level and practicing it with certainty on a conscious level will bring your intentions to life. Now tear the paper off at the bottom of the page with all the things you wrote down that are stopping you from reaching your aspirations. and place it in the urn and watch it burn. This ritual will cleanse the energy around your aura, as well as a way to be certain all of the unbeneficial energy is removed both inside and out. Having shared this knowledge with you, my dear child of our divine creator, my purpose for being here has been accomplished. It is time to meet the next ascended master whose essence is awaiting your presence inside the glorious walls of Shambhala. I will leave you one last question to ponder on while you are waiting. The angelic beings will take you there. Take your time giving your mind enough time to fully digest the meanings contained in the words of these questions. Would you consider incorporating your will with the will of the divine, where a lack of does not exist? And are you aware that by aligning your will with the divine, who is the source of all mental power, peace, and prosperity, that you have a never-ending flow of sources pure I Am energy? This is the incredible gift you will receive next from one of the most altruistic masters of all time, the beautiful soul of Sanat Kumara. Goodbye for now, and may the seeds of wisdom that were planted in your consciousness today grow and flourish in abundance. Resting with these precious words, you sense the energy around you shift, and you know immediately that the angelic beings sent to take you to the retreat have arrived. And with a voice like sweet music played on a harp, one of the angels states, "I must tell you a bit about Sanat Kumara before we enter the retreat. You see, long ago, Sanat convinced the Council of the Cosmic Hierarchy to let him come to Earth to keep the threefold flame of the heart, known as the flame of life, for everyone on the Earth. He anchored a filigree ray of light from his heart to each heart on the planet and continually nourished them until they raised their own consciousness and were able to develop their own flame. He placed the focus of the threefold flame on an altar in physical form in the center of the retreat. It is here on these sacred grounds that the essence of his higher body of light keeps the energy of the flame continuously going for all eternity as a reminder of how important for the human race to keep their own flames glowing. It is not only a great honor and privilege to be in his presence, it will no doubt be a profound experience. Then handing you a golden chalice filled to the top with liquid, she states, "The elixir in this chalice has been blessed by Source, infused with his divine love. And with a drop or two of the flower essence of rose water, which will open your heart to receive the love that is within the walls of Shambhala. And will help you to connect even deeper to the spiritual nature within it. And when you are done with drinking every last drop of the elixir, rest for a few moments, sensing or feeling as the elixir circulates throughout your body, bathing every cell with its nourishing effects. Following her instructions, you drink every last drop of the elixir, then turn your attention to your body and your focus on what images may appear in your mind's eye to get the fullest of the elixir's effects. And just like a movie, images of everything, place, animal, or person you've ever felt a deep sense of love for flashes across your mind. At the same time, the power contained in all of this love combined suddenly comes pouring right out of the center of your heart with such force. It showers you and everything around you with this energy of love. Leaving you with a feeling of bliss beyond words. And if carried by the wind resonating from here, there, and everywhere, you hear a kind, gentle, loving male voice say, "Ah, nice to see that you have the flame of life burning within you, my child. The divine spark that ignited these flames is the seed of the divine residing in your heart chakra. Each flame embodies the same quality of love, wisdom, and power that is in the heart of your higher self. This higher self has been given many names, such as Christ, Buddha, Tao, Atman, or the Supreme Lord. All are but labels for the one and only omnipotent I Am Presence of our magnificent Creator. And what you've just experienced is only a fraction of the love our infinite Creator has for us. So can you imagine what it must feel like to have the power and wisdom of the divine surging into the threefold flame of life, fortifying your own life force energy with that of the divine? For me, there is nothing on this earthly plane that can come close to express what it feels like to be in the heart of the I Am Present. It is something that only can be felt, and when you do, the energy of it shakes you to the core, for all that you are is an illusion, and all that you really are is beyond incredible. Let me introduce myself. My name is Sanat Kumara. My presence in these beautiful halls of Shambhala is but the essence of me. And it is one of my life purposes to keep the flames on the altar fully lit all the time. Because of this, I have been blessed with the title of Ascended Master. And that's why I am here within the walls of this retreat with you today. To assist you in fortifying, expanding, and increasing the energy of each flame. But first, take a long, full, deep breath in, allowing your body to come to that wonderful state of calmness again. Now in this consciousness, we're going to examine each flame of your heart closely. They all have a color intrinsic to it, as each one represents one of the heavenly trinity. That of the mind, body, and soul. The blue flame is that of the Father, or mind. Yellow is that of the Son, or body. And the pink is that of the Holy Spirit, or soul. After closely examining them, which one is the strongest? Now step inside the flame and feel the power of it. The strength and the power of this flame is how the other two too should also feel. So now step out of the flame and step into the weakest one. Now ask your innermost self, what is missing that you yourself need to increase its strength? Then write it down on the bottom of the page of your tablet. Then step out of this flame into the remaining flame and ask the same question. What is missing that I need to do to strengthen this flame? Then write this down on the bottom of the page as well. Then put the page aside for now. Then turn your focus on our infinite, omnipotent Creator and ask Him to pour into you whatever is needed. His strength, His power, His love. Whatever is needed will be injected until the flame reaches full capacity and all flames are in balance. And when all flames are balanced, rest in this incredible place for a few moments, basking in the results of having been given this tangible spiritual insights and gifts. Resting in the after effects of this profound spiritual infusion. You again sense a shift in the energy surrounding you. This time to be a bit more intense in its vibration and a much higher frequency than before. All around the image, and the closest to what appears to be a body, is a brilliant, intense, white light radiating like a sparkler for several feet around it. A second layer of light surrounding this pulsating, sparkling white light and extending for several hundred feet around it and lessening in its misty intensity the further away from the body that it extends is the color indigo. Most colors are so intense that you can see them through your closed eyelids. But and in a voice with the power of a lion's roar, yet with the softness of a baby's baa, lamb's baa, you hear the image say, I am the voice of the Christ consciousness. All of the world's religions offer a way to achieve this status, and each individual has their own path to finding spirit and to open to their own consciousness to their path of enlightenment. So in reality, Christ consciousness is being aware of your own true nature. Your higher self and your birthright as children of our infinite Creator. By living in the expression of truth and love, you are bringing heaven to earth. And by living in the reality of this, you are fully alive and invested in who you really are. Because I live in the reality of this. I lived on the earthly plane as Jesus. And I attained the highest state of intellectual development and emotional maturity with purity of heart. I have a beginning given both names of Christ and Ascended Master. You too can reach this consciousness by becoming a living vessel of love and truth and activity towards striving to attain it. And it does not matter if you are on the earthly plane, for as you know, I too was subject to all the emotions and states of mind that humans experience. But it was my absolute belief in our Almighty Father and our divine birthright that led me to the truth. And I was led back to the arms of our omnipotent Creator Source as one in heart and spirit. You see, my child, the walls of Shambhala are inside your very own heart center. And it is from here that you will be guided on your path back to Source. By keeping the threefold flame of the heart nourished and fortified, the cleaner and easier your path back to Source will be. And now that you have had the threefold flame of your heart aligned with the divine and infused with Source's power, love, and wisdom, and have been guided by Yogananda about the law of success, you have everything you need to attain this birthright. And armed with this truth, place your hands folded in prayer position over your heart. And give thanks to the wonderful Ascended Masters and angelic beings who helped you here today in reaching this goal. And with a heart filled with love, a mind filled with wisdom, and a soul embraced in Source's loving arms. And when you are ready, you may open your eyes and truly embrace this reality of who you really are.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Susan.
I'm here.
Thank you. Wow. Powerful. Oh my goodness, I didn't want to come back.
I didn't realize how long it was.
Oh, it was wonderful. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's really, really a very deep therapeutic meditation.
Mm. Thank you.
I wouldn't even know where to begin. I mean, they each had such profound wisdom to impart that is definitely one of those meditations that you have to really sit with and allow that wisdom that was poured out to really soak in. And I love the questions that each of them would pose for, you know, for us to consider. So it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Leave me speechless. I want to give our listeners an opportunity to participate if they would like to put themselves in queue by pressing the number one. We've got callers on the line. It looks like everyone's either on Skype tonight or I'm not seeing the numerics of the numbers come up, but I see all the callers sort of under the same private number, so it could just be something with the systems. But if you would like to share about what you got from the meditation or you have something you would like to say to Susan, then raise your hand by pressing number one. And also if you're listening via the web, if you would like to call in, the number is 347-850-8031. Well, Susan, that I'm just like still wanting to be in retreat mode because that right there is just wonderful. And I know I'm going to be listening to this particular one over and over. I mean, all of your meditations are stellar. But this one really puts you in a state of, I mean, I seriously didn't want to come back. And I know that if I would have actually been on your meditation line with this one, which I have been before, but I know tonight especially, I wouldn't have come back. I would have had to just stay in it. This is great. Definitely. So I want to invite our callers, because we do have several who have called in and joined us tonight. And also the chat is open if anyone would like to put their comments in the chat. And I also have to keep in mind, Susan, because your meditations, they go so deep, that I know some have probably dozed off and they're in the dream state of in the walls of Shambhala as well. Wonderful. But yes, press the number one if you would like to join in on the conversation with Susan and I and share your thoughts. But if
don't
not,
be shy.
I know.
I know. I know that one of the individuals said they might tune in tonight. They go, "Oh no, I'd be too afraid to speak." No. Sit in my hot seat.
Exactly.
So.
Well, I tell you, it's wow. Like I said, each of them just had so much to, to offer. To even try to isolate a certain part of the meditation, just oh my gosh, it always is wonderful. Like I said, I know I'm going to go back and definitely be listening to this continuously because it really goes deep. And all of what was shared really definitely epitomizes the very expression and the energy of the I Am presence and power and the realization of our own spiritual truth that is activated and reawakens what is true for us as being whole at the core, and also realizing how unique each of us are with our individual paths. And as you were sharing, through the Ascended Masters about our own paths of enlightenment, which will have for us our own unique path of truth as it relates to accomplishing our goals, our wellness, just overall success. So this was definitely wonderful.
Well, there's a little small red book that that's put out by Yogananda's consciousness group that and it's just like maybe 5 inches long and 3 inches wide and 1/8 of a thickness that is filled with just little quotes of success and our connection to all the abundances.
Mm-hmm.
It's our birthright.
Absolutely. I actually have a book on that, a journal on that that's called Activate Your Abundance Birthright. And you're right, because abundance is our birthright, and it's a holistic approach to well-being. And that's what we're here to live. That actually was one of the Christ mission, is to come and that we may have life and have it more abundantly, according to John 10:10. And being able to be that expression of showing your true connection to source power and source supply, to divine and infinite intelligence. So, well, Susan, if we aren't going to have any of our callers join us tonight, is there anything you would like to say in closing? I really appreciate you coming on and sharing this. And like I said, I think most are probably just in a state of allowing it to just really soak in and permeate, because if I didn't have to facilitate, that's where I would be as well. I would I would still be in the retreat in the walls for sure.
Well, basically what I can say is that I'm grateful again that you've had me on this show as a second meditation, and I do hope that someone got something from it. And that I am accessible through Facebook under the Spiritual Supermarket, or my name, Susan King. Very simple. And I do have a meditation every Friday night that's open to the public for free. And that time frame is on the Healing Meditation Hour and the telephone number. And usually I don't post beforehand because I'm powered by either what time dictates or what the angels tell me is what is needed for the evening. So that's how these meditations are generated, by a spark of a seed of an ideal in the mind, such as that beautiful song by Three Dog Night, or what my angels direct me to.
Wonderful. Thank you. And I'm so glad that they guide you always to render epic meditations that really, really definitely over-deliver with intention for people to really reach their higher states of consciousness. So I'm just so grateful. Go ahead.
And I do really appreciate any comments. It's my heart driven to do this, but then if you're standing in the middle of a road singing and nobody says to you what kind of beautiful voice or how that voice may be interpreted, then you're just being a beacon of words.
You're more than that, I can tell you that. And I definitely know, because we have several who have joined us, several who have, you know, who have tuned in. And so you are backed by popular demand. And so I know many are getting so much from this. As I mentioned before, if I were on the other end, I would be in such a state. It's like, oh, I don't want to come back right now, because it's taking in a lot from those three ascended masters. But what I will invite our listeners to do is to actually leave some comments also on the show page. You can definitely leave some comments for Susan, and be sure to check those throughout the week. So we would definitely appreciate that. And be sure to connect with her, and you can also learn more about her. We have her information in the show notes, in the description. So be sure to connect with her and also be a part of the Healing Hour meditations that she renders every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that information, too, is actually in our show notes as well, but you can find it on Facebook. So, Susan, thank you so much for, wow, I'm still in the retreat. And I'm going to continue to retreat with all of that wisdom that was poured out this evening.
Well, it's been my pleasure. And again, thank you. As I stated before, it's always a nice gift to be here and heard and to be in your presence. Mm-hmm. And so thank you.
Oh, thank you. And you have a wonderful, epic, evolutionary evening. And I so look forward to doing this several more times with you. And I definitely know that our listeners have had so much value added to them through the power of what you poured out this evening. So thank you so much, Susan.
Mm-hmm. You're very, very welcome. So I will just say good night and namaste, everyone. Hope you have a blissful evening.
Namaste to you, too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank each and every one of you who joined us for this segment of Evolved by Wellness. Powerful, powerful meditation. Once again, rendered by the awesome Susan King. She just always provides such stellar meditations. I am just so blessed and glad that she allows herself to be used and just gives her gifts so openly and freely. And again, make sure that you connect with her. And thanks again for joining us. I am Alicia Nicole Waters, your cross industries pioneer from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com, and always here to help you evolve to your highest levels of entrepreneurship and also lifestyle. And as always, I will catch you on the next evolutionary wave of your success. Stay blessed, everyone.